Many years while we are top dressing wheat, I get questions about early applications of fungicides, and this year is no different. Hi, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the agronomist with K-State Research and Extension for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties in northwest Kansas. Whenever I'm asked about putting fungicide on wheat prior to jointing, I always ask, what diseases are we planning to control in your wheat field with this fungicide application? Now, the answer should be one of these diseases: tan spot, powdery mildew, or speckled leaf blotch. These are fungal diseases that spring green-up fungicide applications target. In northwest Kansas, you might, and I emphasize might, find these diseases in irrigated fields or in areas of dryland fields that might hold some water, or in fields that actually receive regular rainfall. Powdery mildew, tan spot, and speckled leaf blotch are more common in fields with lots of wheat growth, meaning that the wheat does not dry out in between rainfall events, and are accompanied with years when we have a fair amount of spring moisture. As you can tell so far, that hasn't quite been our weather pattern this spring. In addition, tan spot is generally found in wheat fields that are wheat following wheat, or wheat that's planted into wheat stubble. This is because the tan spot fungus overwinters on that wheat residue. Research from K-State shows that fungicide applications in early spring rarely result in a yield increase. This is because our wheat production systems in northwest Kansas rarely have spring moisture and thick stands. Many wheat fields include tillage in their production system, and that destroys the residue that can harbor some of these wheat fungal diseases. In addition, many times the varieties that we have planted have some level of resistance to tan spot, powdery mildew, or speckled leaf blotch. I also hear about putting fungicide applications on wheat in the early spring to help with the control of stripe rust. However, early applications in March do not provide much help with stripe rust infections that occur later in the spring after flag leaf emergence in May. This is because the fungicides move very little within a wheat plant and do not move from leaf to leaf. Because of that, only the leaves that the fungicide is applied to will have protection from those fungal diseases. And early in the growing season, the flag leaf is still being formed at the growing point at the base of the crown of the wheat plant, so that this developing flag leaf will not be reached by a fungicide application. In addition, fungicides provide around 21 days of protection from these fungal diseases. And stripe rust generally shows up way after 21 days of application. Now, fungicides on stripe rust are very effective if they're applied later in the season as the flag leaf is emerging, and we can protect that flag leaf from that stripe rust disease. So all in all, I'd say save my money on these early season fungicide applications unless you can find one of those diseases, tan spot, powdery mildew, or speckled leaf blotch, out there occurring in your field. Most of the wheat budgets that I have looked at do not show a great deal of profit this year, so save some of those pennies to make your wheat budget squeak just a little less than it might already. If you'd like to see the pictures of the tan spot, powdery mildew, or speckled leaf blotch, go to the K-State Sunflower District website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. I'll also have these pictures posted on our Facebook page at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy or on Twitter at Crops with Jeannie. If you have questions, please contact me, Jeannie Falk-Jones, at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, Sharon Springs, or St. Francis, or at the K-State Experiment Station in Colby.